Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary?
Twin girls. They say sisters are related by chance, but are friends by choice. And for twin sisters, this connection is even deeper, transcending space, time, and even death. Like the story of these twin girls from Spain in honor of Sisters' Day this week. Daniela and Diego lived in a modest cottage located off a busy road on the edge of the industrial port of Bilbao. They were happily married, and after the birth of their beautiful twin girls, they felt their life was complete. The twins were well-behaved and never fought or argued. They always played happily together, only getting upset when they had to be apart. They hated to be separated. One day, their mother had to go to the shop to buy some milk and bread. She didn't have the car and couldn't leave the twins alone. She gathered her bags and held each girl by their hand, quickly making their way into town. As they began to cross the busy road, the girls were fussing because they wanted to hold each other's hand. They both began to cry loudly, distracting Daniela. She looked down at her daughters, begging them to hush and behave. She only took her eyes off the road for a split second. There was a loud screech followed by a horrible crunching sound. She felt the bones in her legs shatter like glass. Her daughter's tiny hands were torn from her grasp as all three of them went flying in the air. Daniela could barely move as she tried to gather herself as quickly as possible. Her eyes darted around to find her daughters.
No!
The girls had been run over by the truck that was racing down the road. Their bloody remains were scattered across the pavement. Daniela wailed nonstop. The grief of the pain was worse than the damage of the truck. She was so consumed by her disbelief, she couldn't tear her eyes away from her babies laying dead only steps away from their home. Diego tried to comfort his wife, but she was inconsolable. Over and over, she whispered continually, "This is all my fault. This is all my fault." A few years later, Daniela and Diego were still learning to live with their loss, but they rejoiced when finding out that Daniela was pregnant and they would once again be having twins. But soon, panic set in. Daniela would wake in the middle of every night screaming and sweating. Her heart was pounding out of her chest. She was having terrible dreams of the accident. The faces of her poor baby's lifeless bodies in the street were etched in her mind. It all felt so real. It's almost as if her twins were trying to tell her something. Daniela was wide awake that she would pace the house at night, too afraid to go to sleep for fear of her nightmares. One night, she cried out loud, vowing to the moon and the stars that she would never let what happened to her first two children happen to her next two. And after that, the nightmares seemed to disappear. That is when both parents agreed that they would not tell their new children about their sisters until the girls were much older, and they were careful to never mention the tragic accident that occurred right outside of their home. Although Daniela and Diego were thrilled to be given a second chance, these twin girls were a handful from the beginning. As they grew, they were mischievous, arguing all day long. They never seemed joyous and content like their older siblings, instead always scheming and giving their parents trouble. Despite doing her best to avoid repeating the past scenario, the day finally arrived when Daniela needed to go to the shop with the girls. Knowing she needed to face her fears and keep those little girls safe, she gave them a stern warning before they crossed the road. "You must behave, girls. You listen to me, and you do not let go of mommy's hand." As the three stood at the edge of the road, her heart beat faster. Daniela took hold of each twin and held them tightly. As they began to walk across the road, the girls began to struggle and cry. Daniela could feel them wiggle free from her grasp, and she panicked, especially when she heard the air horn of a semi.
"Girls!"
She screamed, trying her best to grab the children as the truck hurtled towards them.
"No, mommy," the twins cried in unison, moving back onto the sidewalk. "We don't want to die. Again."
When they say mental health is a journey, they mean it. I've been doing this journey for the last decade, and let me tell you, I'm always changing, and we as human beings are always changing all the time. That's why it's important to prioritize your mental health and wellness every day. When you work on yourself, it brings positive changes in all areas of your life. And the long-term effects of therapy can give you the tools to deal with challenges as they arise. It strengthens your relationships and gives you a more positive outlook on life. there's no better time to invest in yourself than right now. When I think about my journey and my mental health, there have been times where I have put off therapy because setting up appointments was so difficult and having to physically go somewhere was very daunting and not always easy. I know that with Talkspace, they make it so easy to basically embed the app and the platform with your day-to-day schedule. Life is always changing and so are you. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and even more. Your therapist can help you set up and achieve your goals. So as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace to match with a licensed therapist today. Go to Talkspace.com and make sure to use the promo code SCARY to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's SCARY and Talkspace.com. If you would like to submit a story, send me an email at somethingscary@snarled.com. Like and share this video if it gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe to Snarled and turn on the bell for notifications. And if you dare, follow me on social media. Until next time, sweet dreams.